However, this bacteria scan results were dictating an endoscopy report on BB Diodat Helene. Data were 3/13/1969. Data procedures December 1st, 2023. Physicians, Dr. Evgeny Volchardio. Referring physicians, Dr. Yam, Q-A-Y-Y-U-M. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsy, comma, cold biopsy, polypectomy. Next line. And colonoscopy with cold biopsy, polypectomy. Indication is colon cancer screening, comma, heartburn. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of assimilation, such as a malignancy, oral experience of patient care. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position. Today is pre-anesthesia services, monitor anesthesia care period. Well lubricated limbus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and the man's injured direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach G junction, esophagus period. Retroflexia was obtained in the cardio period, air resection from the stomach, full visual endoscope period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position period, a digital exo exam was normal period. Well lubricated limbus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced in the direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and complement of the folds period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and rectum period. Retroflexia was obtained in the rectum period. Bowel preparation was good with the Boston Bowel Prep score 7, 2-3-2 period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, next line. There was evidence of radiation-induced changes in the back of the posterior oral pharynx. Next line, the Z line. The Z line was mildly irregular at 35 centimeters from the bite block. There was evidence of salmon colored mucosa that extended approximately a little bit over 1 centimeter with several small islands just above that. Comma, this area was biopsied in all four quadrants for allow Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was a small sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was gastric erythema noted. Biopsies were obtained in the antrum and body for histology. Next line, there was a diminutive gastric body polyp. That was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of thickened gastric folds that were biopsied for histology. Next line, there was evidence of duodenal erythema. To D2 biopsies were obtained for histology and to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, Boston Bowel Prep score was 7, 2-3-2, rated as a good prep. Next line, there was evidence of 6 rectosigmoid sessile diminutive polyps that were all removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. These likely are hyperplastic. Next line, grade 1 internal hemorrhoids, non-bleeding, one noted. Next line, otherwise unremarkable colonoscopy to the cecum. Next line, plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, avoid nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and anti-reflux precautions for explain period. When patient follows up in the office, will likely start on PPI therapy given findings of salmon colored mucosa, comma, pending path. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, recommend surveillance colonoscopy. Likely in 5 years, pending path.